unfortunately have to fade out Mary Blackdear and Ellis Island, because we're going straight to our own Paula Wiseman in Balbriggan. Paula, are you there?
Hello, Jim. Yes, we're still here.
Yeah. You're still. How are you getting on?
It's good. It's good. It's everything's going on here. Banter with the guys. We're joined with three guys here. I'm joined firstly by Tommy Byrne. He is the coordinator of Safe Project in Wexford, who hosted the event last year. And the competition is fierce. Fierce competition. And we're also joined by Dylan McMahon and Dewey Prizeman. That is an amazing name. That is a brilliant name.
Dewey.
Okay, let's start with you, Tommy.
My name is Emmett.
The
blade.
Come on, let's start with this. Where did Dewey come from?
When I tell him, his uncle, we watched Malcolm in the Middle, and his uncle just saying the umpire Malcolm in the Middle, the young fella.
Yeah.
He's in the one in the middle, I think. I'm not sure. But it's the image of him anyway.
You are the image of him.
Yeah.
Walking around next fall. I'd get called Dewey. Oh no, I'm good looking, but
yeah. Fuck.
So the nickname came from Malcolm in the Middle. I'm his double, basically. So.
Good story. We thought it might be to do with the ducks, you know, the Huey, Louie and Dewey, no. The three ducks. But there we go. That rumour quashed. Okay, Tommy, let's start with you firstly. What do you do?
I'm coordinator of Gardaí Diversion Projects in Wexford Town, and I suppose being coordinator of that project entails is all about behavioural change for young people, and we separate the behaviour from the person. Because, like I'm always saying to people, you'll always love your kids and your family, but you might not always like them, and you don't like the behaviour sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
So our job is all around behavioural change, and I have to say, camps like this, we host it every year, it's fantastic, because what it does, it gives people a chance to get out of their communities, and I suppose being viewed as just who they are rather than what they perceive to be in their communities, you know. It's really important that they lose their labels and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah. So how did you get involved with it? Have you been involved quite a long time now?
Yeah, I've been involved since 2007 in the Garda projects, and I suppose it was always my passion to work with young people and families, and I suppose we always see the good in people, you know. I believe people are always born good,
yeah.
And they make mistakes, but who doesn't?
Yeah.
So rather, we don't define people by their mistakes. Give them the space to, you know, to fulfill their dreams or whatever they are. I mean, most of the young people in the project range between 12 and 18. That's the people we deal with in their families.
Yeah.
So, I mean, being labelled at 12, 13, 14 years of age could have a really detrimental effect on you.
Yeah.
I suppose we work really hard to empower young people to make positive choices to lose the labels they have, you know.
Yeah. So the competition seems quite fierce here today. What have you experienced so far?
It is quite fierce. We're on the high ropes, Ron? It's the high ropes, and it's death defying now, that's what that is. It's great, and like I said, it's loads of activities, and John, the lads won it last year down in Wexford, so they hosted this year, and they're doing John and Blaze, and Noel was away last year, he was in Morocco, and he took a leave of absence or something, so he's here this year now. But it's great, and the lads have done a great job, and like I said, it's about fostering positive behaviour, and you see yourself here today, everyone's having a good laugh, good fun, enjoyment, and the other thing as well, they're challenging themselves, you know, facing their fears and all. And that has a huge impact on them, because if you face your fears, even if you're afraid of heights, you face that fear and you overcome it, that means you can overcome other fears you have, you know. So it's really positive, you know. There's nothing negative about it. It's really positive. Even the competitive end of it is really positive, you know.
Yeah.
A bit of banter and all, you know.
Yeah. We've definitely seen that today. Between all that, there's a lot of screams going on as well from the guys climbing over there. Okay, let's go over now to Dylan and Dewey. So. Dewey. It's just my accent. But anyway, do you want to tell us a bit about how did you get involved with the project?
It's not the best of how I got involved with it. When I was younger, I was about 12 and I got a JLO, but that's old now. I moved on with that and bleeding.
Yeah.
I just got involved and I was just doing it, and then I went into summer projects and everything, and then I got another JLO for being stupid again, but then... After that, we got into this program, and there was started off with 15 of us, and then we just dropped down. There's about 6 of us left, and then 4 of us come out. And then just from, like, the 15, we started from there. That was about a year ago, was it?
Yeah, about a year ago, last summer,
we started this group on a Wednesday night, and we just sit in and have a chat on what we want to do, and we go out once a month and whatnot. So about a year ago, we all got into it. That's when we all got into it. I'm in it about 4 years, like, Spirit 17 itself, since I'm about 12.
Yeah. So how do you feel you benefited from being part of the group?
I don't know, I was just like When we're all out, yeah, it's more social. Like, seeing we're all, like, there's be about 40 of us in the garden that you're just, like, on your back all the time and all. But when we're in together, about 15 of us, 16 of us, it'll be just relaxing, just feel comfortable, like, talking to each other and just listening to a few songs, playing the Xbox pill, having something to eat. And then at the end, we just talk for about half an hour. But, like, wouldn't be outside, getting in trouble or whatnot. We'd be just inside, so benefit that way, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So you're basically mixing with kids who are in a you've all been through the similar things. So what about yourself, Dewey? You want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Where do I start there? I got involved with Spirit, just regular trips here and there, and then I got my first JLO last summer, and then I started getting heavily involved with it, then found out the lads are there, Kieran, so that got me more interested in it, and I just started getting closer with the people that work there. They're all friendly, so they're all good to be with. So every Wednesday we all pop up, and it's a good laugh, they're good people to be around, and ever since then it's been good to be with them, just be around all Noel, John, and all the people that are helping us. So
yeah, so I mean, how do you feel you've benefited from the from being part of the group?
More sociable. Like, I used to be not as sociable, more sociable, sitting in all the time, more sociable, talking to people, comfortable talking around people, telling me people how I feel, expressing my feelings, telling them what's going on in my life, telling them if I'm any troubles, they're always there, there's always someone to talk to me one-on-one, so just letting you know there's always someone to be there for you, so that's good, there's always someone there to talk, not only your man, your dad, there's someone there as well.
So how's your day been so far? What have you been up to?
Doing the zip line, trying to hit the bucket with the barber. It hasn't, doing backflips, it hasn't been good, but onto the high rope, I can't even say it, the high ropes now, and it's good, it's a good laugh. Some of the lads afraid of heights, experience, they were there for them, so it's good.
So what's the competition been like today? I'd say it's pretty hardcore.
It's tense, even opening the tent door this morning, you could feel the tension between the groups, roaring to go, so they're all ready to go, they're all eager to host the competition next year, so
yeah.
We have to take the trophy, obviously.
So, do you want to tell us about your T-shirts? They're drawn over, and I don't know if we should talk about the badges that are on these T-shirts. Tell us a little bit about it.
Team Cubo.
Oh, yeah, we have a bald manager. Yeah, we have no Blades. I was saying, we have a manager, Blades. He's a youth leader. His name is Stephen Blades. He's English, but he picked the flag England, unfortunately. And so for that, we put his name on the back of the jersey and his favourite number 7, and then Team Cubo because he's bald. And then we all just put an M's, and then we a little slag, like, because we have a square head, so we put hashtag square. He has loads of freckles. You can't really see it because all the makeup, but hashtag frecks, and then loads of frecks. So that's where all that would be. And then Woodale, that's the name of the group, like, you know, that's the group, that's the group we're in, like. So that's where the jerseys and the tops came from.
Yeah.
Rather than have this flag on it.
So, I mean, how did you get involved today? Is it just... Yeah.
It's just yesterday we were doing icebreaker games, you got to know people, and then that really helped, because then you could just walk by the camp and you just stop and talk to someone, have a quick game of football or whatnot, and then just go over and sit beside the campfire. Like last night, we were out till about 2 o'clock in the morning, just sitting at the campfire talking to people that we never met before. And we were just, a chap from Bray was just telling us stories and all that was good, and we all just got together and just talked, like, about 20 or 30 of us just sitting around the one at the fire, and we all just communicating, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's
what I said. It's like, you know, everyone's from a similar kind of background, so I suppose that helps. And obviously, you're meeting like-minded people that you might not necessarily have met before. So it's a good way of meeting new people,
making friends, and talking to people, and basically just expanding, like, your friends. You know what I mean? Like, it's good to know people. Like, sitting around the campfire, I was good getting to know them. Like, your man telling stories and getting to know the other groups. Bray, what was the one? Effort, Kilmore. I can't really remember. I know most of them. I know them to see now, but, like, they're all real cool, you know. Well, most of them are. One of them, there's one, but I'm not going to say who, he's a bit of a head case.
Yeah.
So, who's going to win today?
Us. Spurs 17.
Yeah.
Cooler. Good there.
Yeah.
No, you won't need it, because you'll see us later lifting the trophy. Again. Again.
And what do you think about that, Tommy?
I think the lads are okay, but I mean, you know, competition all is fierce, but I think, you know, being second place England to have under jerseys, I mean, they're already out of the World Cup. I mean, what I'm saying to you, to have England under jerseys, what does that say about them? Like, you know, it is very unfortunate, but that's...
England going to have on a later.
Do England went home yesterday, like, so you'll be going home this evening or tomorrow?
No.
Look what we have.
Brazil.
Yeah, I think that there are plans for these badges later on the t-shirts, but we won't go into that. Yeah. We won't go into that. I'm sure Tommy will maybe frame his.
I will.
But the boys are going to do other things with this,
which
we won't go into. Yeah. Anyway, thanks for talking to me today.
You're very welcome. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Right, so, Jer, we're also joined now by a couple of students from the Mike Project. I'm joined by Sean O'Regan and Jojo Douglas. So, hi, guys. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey.
Hello, good morning.
So, okay. So, what are you up to here today?
We're in a media course, so we just said that we'd help out and document the whole thing, like, just... get a bit of footage and pictures and...
Yeah, for the 2 days.
Mm. Yeah.
So would this add up as part of your... Will this go towards your final exams and stuff?
Well, no, like, we just said we'd help out because we do a Sphere that's actually in the hosting it this year. They're just really good to us, so we said that we'd help out and just give them a hand getting some footage and stuff. But I think one of the lads is doing digital editing, so for their final project, you have to do a group video, so they're going to use that for their video.
Yeah, good experience for people who want to go on to college and do digital editing or media studies or anything like that, and they'll look good on a CV as well.
Yeah. So, you're nearly finished your year in the Mike Project now. What have you enjoyed about it most so far?
Everything, really. It's been like one of the best years of my life, and just I suppose the people that I met here is the best thing about it for me.
Yeah, it's really friendly.
What about yourself, Sean?
It's really friendly. All the tutors are really nice, and it doesn't feel like you're going into study or work. It just feels like a fun day.
Yeah. So, are you here for that? You're here for the whole day, or?
Yeah, we were here yesterday as well, so we're here yesterday and today, and then that's it. Then we go home today and work on putting the footage together then.
Yeah. So did you stay here last night? I know the guys were all camping, but...
No, we wanted to, though. We tried to get in on the camping, but it wasn't... Just said it'd be easier for us all to just go home, yeah. So it was grand.
We're kind of glad we didn't anyway, because of the weather.
Yes, last night wasn't the greatest of things. But anyway, thanks so much for talking to me. It's been absolutely brilliant. We look forward to maybe seeing your footage at some point. So, back over to you, Jer, back in live in the studio.
Thank you very much, Paula. And that was our own Paula Wiseman down there at the Camp Diversion in Balbriggan. And doesn't she sound like she's having a good time? And I hope everybody who was down there and who was slagging off the English soccer team, I just wondered, were they not listening to Paula's accent?